You want me to provide photo ID? Racist much?
Okay, how about just a vaccine card then?
Yeah, no problem. Got all my medical records right here. We were boosted 7 times. One for each of us. Anyway, it's all there. Are we free to go, sir?
Wait. I'm sorry, did you just assume my gender? It's actually offensive to look at somebody and assume by their appearance that they are a man or a woman.
Man or woman? Now you're implicitly perpetuating the oppressive societal construct of the gender binary onto me, a victim of violent police aggression.
Please stop yelling. Verbal attacks are violence, which is triggering.
You need to defend your civilization against the onslaught of this cancer of progressivism, liberalism, and globalist brainwashing. This is a life or death situation. No messing around. The prescription is 2 doses of InfoWars taken daily.
All right, folks, let's talk about the woke, shall we? The woke. Has any term ever been bastardized more than woke? It used to be an InfoWars thing. You get that, right? And it meant waking up. It meant waking up to reality. It meant waking up to the illusion, to escaping the cave, to unplugging from the matrix and seeing the world for what it is and seeing beyond the illusions projected onto the walls of the cell in which you're kept, breaking free with your mind. And now it means you think men are women. So just weird. It's just weird. This just, yeah. So, but I'm glad they say woke because it's different. They're not awake. They're woke. It's beyond. It's a dream within a dream. It's almost an Inception style state of delusion in which you think you're awake, but really you've just gone deeper into a different dream that's even further from reality than you were originally. Truly incredible and bizarre the way these this linguistic manipulation goes. Babylon Bee has a very informative video. The inevitable consequences of being too woke. Let's go now to Babylon Bee explaining some of the problems with being too woke. Let's watch.
What seems to be the problem, officer?
You've been driving in the carpool lane for the past 3 miles. Alone.
Alone? Well, you should know that my pronouns are they, them. So we can drive in the carpool lane.
Yeah, I got a driver out here in the carpool lane says her pronouns are they.
Excuse me, her?
All right, let's just get your license and registration, please, ma'am, them, you. Can I say you?
You want me to provide photo ID? Racist much?
Okay, how about just a vaccine card then?
Yeah, no problem. Got all my medical records right here. We were boosted 7 times. One for each of us. Anyway, it's all there. Are we free to go, sir?
Wait. I'm sorry. Did you just assume my gender? It's actually offensive to look at somebody and assume by their appearance that they are a man or a woman.
Man or woman? Now you're implicitly perpetuating the oppressive societal construct of the gender binary onto me, a victim of violent police aggression.
Please stop yelling. Verbal attacks are violence, which is triggering.
Trigger? Are you going to shoot me? I literally can't even.
Don't you mean we?
Yeah, we literally can't even.
Saying you can't do something is ableist and mocks people that actually have a mental or physical disability.
We have a mental disability.
Well, I'm 1/1024th Navajo, and you're lucky that I'm giving you a fine and not kicking you off my ancestral land that you white colonizers stole from my people.
You can't fine we. That money funds police departments and perpetuates the terrorization of underprivileged communities and the expansion of the police state.
I need backup at the 405 in Santa Monica. They're getting away.
What? They? How many of them are there? Who's getting away?
They are. They are!
I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate this stupid world. Woman driving alone in carpool lane claims preferred pronoun is they. That's the story where it's posted at that is on Babylon Bee. Looks like InfoWars. It's probably posted on InfoWars and Bandai video as well. Yeah, Babylon Bee. Oh, God. It's too real. It's all too real, folks. Let's talk a little bit about wokeness. As you know, it is what we're dedicating, or rather sacrificing, our entire civilization to achieve. It's reaching new and insane levels. Of course, people have noticed, you know, that there don't seem to be any white people in advertisements anymore. It's kind of weird. It's kind of strange, right? We're still 60% of the population. Why are we never in advertisements? And if we are, why does it always have to be the goofy idiot that has to go to the wise black person to be informed about some new product that will save their life? It's just kind of impossible not to notice, even if it's not something you care about. It's so obvious, like they're rubbing your face in it, and that's the thing. And that's also the thing where they try to flip it around on you, where it's like, oh, you're not seeing which it's like they've literally changed the rules of the Oscars to like demand that non-white people win. So it's like these people are just they cannot exist if they don't see themselves in every movie and every position, right? It's like it is offensive and it destroys their self-esteem. I don't know what the arguments are because they're all stupid and made up. But yeah, try doing that as a white person and you'll see the sneers of white privilege meet you in return. But no, I've actually found one. I found a recent ad that actually does have white people. Of course, it might not surprise you to know that it's a advertisement telling you to kill yourself. Here it is. It's a poster in Germany. Future or climate killer? Yeah, is it just a young mother fulfilling her, you know, biological imperative and spiritual prerogative to create life and perpetuate the human race? Or is she killing the climate? You never, ever, 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 ever see one of these ads telling you not to have babies, telling you to kill yourself. That doesn't feature white people. There's a reason for that. Of course, we've covered it here, from healthcare to recently the Austin, you know, Music Alliance or whatever it's called, announced that they have a racial rubric by which they are determining who gets taxpayer money. And of course, it continues. Morgan Stanley is now under fire for their minority-only intern program. An advocacy group is pressing financial giant Morgan Stanley to end an internship program that's open only to gay students and select minorities. Project on Fair Representation on Tuesday sent a letter to Morgan Stanley and Princeton University warning that identity-based criteria for the bank's 2022 freshman enhancement program violates federal non-discrimination laws. So it's just another one of these things that, like, we have laws on the books. You're not allowed to do this. But the people in charge despise white people, want to destroy the American civilization as we know it, and are allowed and permitted to break whatever laws they see fit in the pursuit of that goal. Which might go to explain this article. Politico: GOP culture war attacks are alarmingly present, alarmingly potent, DCCC warns. I wonder why these culture war attacks are so alarmingly potent. Maybe it's because your side is full of despicable, hateful monsters that are using their power to attack innocent people and destroy the lives of people who have done nothing wrong. So, yeah, people pushing back against that, it's going to be powerful attacks. How about this for another headline in ridiculousness? Sudden surge. Good job, El Paso Station USB agents, taking on a sudden surge of encounters within a short five-hour time span. 370-plus migrants, ranging from Turkey, Nicaragua, Cuba, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, are currently being medically evaluated and awaiting disposition. Good job, Border Patrol. Way to go dealing with that sudden surge. Guys, we've got a surge on the border. A surge, quick, get the buses. We don't have enough cash. We need more piles of cash. We need more envelopes full of cash to give to them, quickly. How are we going to deal with this sudden surge? We need more buses. We need more planes to ferry them further into the country. We have to deal with this surge by absorbing it into our country, giving them piles of cash, paying them taxpayer dollars, covering all of their medical funds and education, and then giving them plane tickets to get through farther into the country. We did it. We did it, guys. We dealt with the surge by allowing it in and facilitating their process. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, Border Patrol, on dealing with that surge.
Mm. So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins, plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick-release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.